This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Back in the early days of this pandemic, Americans were applying for food stamps, SNAP, it's called officially, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, at a record rate. So to make sure people could get those benefits quickly, the Department of Agriculture let states waive a requirement that new applicants be interviewed, and it let those states put off having to recertify people already on SNAP. But those waivers end in September. And as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, that could mean the kinds of backlogs the government was hoping to avoid in the first place.
Joseph Baker was surprised how quickly he was able to get SNAP benefits when he applied in April.
When I applied, they were like, "Well, you qualify for emergency assistance. We're going to have a card to you in 5 days." And I'm like, "Oh, okay. That's great."
He had just lost his job as a pawnbroker and a firearms instructor in Florida, and he was scared about being able to cover all his bills and feed his two kids. But within days, he says,
they provided me a card, and I was able to immediately put fresh fruit and vegetables in the house.
More than 6 million people applied for SNAP benefits between February and May. In some states, the rate of applications doubled or tripled.
We went from an average of about 6,500 applications a week to our highest, which was 20,000 in a week.
Duke Storin is the commissioner of the Virginia Department of Social Services, and he says that even at that high point,
we maintained our timely processing of applications.
But he says that was only possible because the USDA allowed states to approve all new applicants without interviewing them and put off more than 150,000 recertifications.
Had we had to do all those interviews and all those renewals, we never would have been able to keep up.
Storin is worried Virginia won't be able to keep up this fall if the waivers expire, because there's likely to be another big spike in SNAP applications now that Washington has let federal unemployment benefits expire.
Every single state is facing this exact challenge.
Food banks are worried that if USDA doesn't renew the waivers, more people will go hungry. Teresa McCormick is with the Second Harvest Heartland Food Bank in Minnesota.
Without these waivers, it slows down people's ability to be able to access these benefits. It can take a long time.
And the longer it takes, she says, the more they'll have to rely on food banks, which will not have the capacity to fill in the gaps. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.